We will now begin Moed Katan. So on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, probably the two most important concepts to bear in mind when going through the Amud is that of Davar Aved and Tircha Yisera. That in analyzing whether an action, a malacha, is permissible on Chol Moed or not, so is there a Davar Aved involved, which would allow it to be done? And is there a Tircha Yisera or not? If there's a Tircha versus a Tircha Yisera, then we would have to avoid that malacha. So we'll do a bunch of tosos here. So the first tosos, Dira Maslo Mashkin Beis HaShlachin. So the Mishnah begins by saying that we can water an irrigated field in certain manners because of the concern of Davar Aved, that if we don't water it, the field will dry up quickly. The Rashi over here is also similar to the tosos. So the tosos says as follows. Sadish Einan Mistafekes B'mei Geshamim V'tzrach LaShkosha Tamid. You're talking about a field which the rain water does not suffice for it and you need to constantly water it. V'im Ein Mashkin Osa Talir Nif Sedes. If you don't water constantly, then it will be ruined. Pilkach, mashkin osa b'chol shamoed, umishum pseida sharu le rabbanan, kedamrinim perik in dorshin. And therefore, you're allowed to water such a field on chol moed because of pseida. And tani idach, shishis yamim tochal matzos, uvim ashvi atzeres lashem elkecha, mashvi atzor af shisha atzurim. So they bring from the brisa, the pasuk of shishis yamim tochal matzos, uvim ashvi atzeres lashem elkecha, that just like we learn that the seventh day is atzor, they can't do malacha. What about the first six days? So imashvi atzor mikol malacha, af kol shish atzor mikol malacha. So it sounds like if on the seventh day you can't do malacha, on the 6 days you can't do malacha either. So Talmud Lomar hashvi, right? It says hashvi hey yaseira with an extra hey in the front. Hashvi atzor mikol malacha vein shish atzor mikol malacha, because on the seventh day you must stop from all malacha, but not necessarily on the first 6 days. Hello, Masra Nakasav Allah Khamim Alamdecha, Iza Yom Asurva, Iza Yom Mutter, Iza Malacha Surva, Iza Malach Mutaris. And the Torah gave authority to the Khamim to darshan from here to learn which days is forbidden, which days is permitted, which malacha is forbidden, and which malacha is permitted on Cholamod. The next Tosas with Chotetin. So the Mishnah is discussing now an example of Tzarchei Rabim. I should have mentioned that in the beginning. That you could do a certain malach on Chomoid for the Tzar HaRabim, such as repairing these damaged cisterns that are just a Rabim, v'chotin osan. You can clear them out if you have, you know, dirt or pebbles or sediment that have built up, so you can clear those out. So, Divrei Maskil Tosos v'chotin osan says, she'im nismalei abor, mutar lachto lamiko sha'efer tichoach. That if the pit, if the cistern was filled up, so you could dig to deepen it further, as the earth, the ground is soft. However, you can't dig initially. You can't dig a new pit because there the topsoil is much harder, and that would involve tircha yisera. So you see that when tircha yisera is involved, so that doesn't help whether it's a davar aved or whether it's tarchei rab. Tosus umetzainin says just simply that in terms of marking the grave so that people shouldn't become tamei. So Tosos says the lecha tircha. There's no tircha involved here, so that wouldn't be a problem. The next Tosos v'yotzen esikalaim. So interestingly, your Tosos adds why this case is different than some of the other cases. So it says mitzvahu latzeis kedamrinim, because it's actually a mitzvah. It's not just, you know, a public service to, you know, water the fields or to fix the cisterns, but rather it's a mitzvah to get rid of kilaim. Lo dami lahani achrini de katani umetakni in the hayachovahu. Because unlike the other ones where it's just good to fix it, the climb is actually a chov, it's an obligation, and this is clear from the Gemara. And let's do one more. We'll do Tosos Dir Maschel Moshkin Amas Amayim. So the Gemara there talks about how you can and cannot water the trees and connecting the irrigation to different trees without overexerting and also watering the fields around the trees. So Tosos says, She'im yish shamayim tachas ilan. If there is water under this tree, so you could dig a furrow to get water to be drawn to the tree, and you could do that during Chol HaMoed. Why? Because a tree is similar to Beis HaShlachin in that it needs a lot of water and constant water. So Tosos points out, before we spoke about mashkin beis hashlachin, that you can water a beis hashlachin, a field. Here it says that you could be moshech, you could dig in order to bring water to the tree. So why not just use the classic word of mashkin? So the Tosfos answers, Orcha de milsa katani, de be'inyan zeh regilin lahashkos ilanos, because the normal way, the typical way to bring water to a tree is through the process of being moshkin amasamayim, to dig, to bring the water to the tree, as opposed to being mashkin ilanos. You don't water a tree the way you'd water a field, because you need so much more water. Rather, it's normal to water trees in the way of being moshkin the water.